This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. San Francisco is a biodiversity hotspot. Its vast parks are home to more than 50 types of mammals. There are western gray squirrels, possum, yes, that's a possum. And now the city named after the patron saint of animals is home to an apex predator, the coyote. They roam around McLaren Park, Golden Gate Park, and they're commonly spotted in the Presidio. That's where KALW's Christina Loring went to find out what happens when wild coyotes come to urban neighborhoods.
Those are the cries of coyotes. That howling call and response was triggered by the Tuesday noon siren. The citywide alarm system is located right next to the coyote's den. They were recorded by Damian Rafa, who works at the Presidio Trust.
It was as though we're hearing sort of this modern sound that's heard throughout the city on this routine basis, coupled with these ancient sounds of this place we now call San Francisco.
Hearing coyotes in San Francisco does seem sort of strange, more like Photoshop trickery or a blip in the ecology than a daily occurrence. But they were here first. The indigenous people of San Francisco, the Ohlone, say the coyote helped create the world. They thrived in the western U.S. until the late 1800s, when pioneers saw them as a threat to livestock. Then, after decades of being poisoned and trapped, coyotes were virtually wiped out. The last one on record in San Francisco was back in 1925. That is, until they made their triumphant return around 2001. Rafa says, by capturing and testing some, the Presidio Trust discovered that the coyotes had come from the north.
Which gave us the impression that the Golden Gate Bridge had functioned as a wildlife corridor, and that at some point, a little over a decade ago, several coyotes came over of different genders and since then have repopulated the city.
Now, San Francisco is known for an influx of transient people, but how would it support these new visitors? Rafa says, actually, it's practically made for them.
The Presidio was large enough, it had enough habitat to support two pairs of coyotes. So we're about 2.5 square miles, so that's roughly 1 square mile per pair. But we've gotten sightings throughout the park. But during breeding season, coyotes typically select more densely vegetated areas that are away from other canines, which is to say dogs, which are ubiquitous in the Presidio.
Fact. Presidio resident Charmin Bach takes her dogs out for walks on the winding trails near Mountain Lake Park.
I remember running through the Presidio once and seeing like a, you know, be careful of coyote sign, which kind of flipped me out a little bit. But I'm watchful of them because they're here.
Coyotes are dangerous.
That's Richard B. He's a rec and park worker I find near the Presidio's Julius Kahn playground.
If a coyote feel threatened, then they might attack. Whether a person come at them threatening or not, who knows how the coyote feel. You know, it's like, hey, you get a little bit too close to me and I might do something to you. So back up a little bit.
In 2007, two coyotes attacked a dog in Golden Gate Park. The dog's owner demanded that something be done, so federal authorities came in to shoot the coyotes. And then,
a few months later, people found a den with dead pups.
Jonathan Young, a wildlife ecologist with the Presidio Trust, says it got complicated.
What turns out happened was the dog was off-leash, and they were in a denning area, and the parents came out to protect their den, and they were killed by management. And the pups, you know, didn't have parents, so they starved. Mm-hmm. So that kind of sparked a controversy.
It inspired Animal Care and Control to work on a coexistence strategy. They started putting up the signs warning people of den sites, advising them not to feed coyotes and to keep dogs safely on a leash. But that's about it. It's illegal to remove coyotes in San Francisco under California state law, so they have no plans to change the status quo. They also don't know how many coyotes there are in the city now, but that's not good enough for Jonathan Young.
So I have here two motion sensor cameras that are infrared. So they basically just sit and they're on sort of a standby for 24/7. And Anytime some motion goes in front of it, it triggers.
Young is grabbing cameras from his office in the Presidio. He can't track and capture every coyote or get a radio collar onto everyone, but he can take their picture.
If there's, say, there's more than one coyote and they're moving forward, you'll be able to capture all of those individuals.
It's breeding season now, so Young's plan is to set up cameras in what he believes are active den sites. We head outside and climb into his truck.
So I figure we could probably go by the golf course right now.
Okay.
And from there we can then go to Lobos Valley.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
There's been a lot of activity in Lobos Valley.
It's barely dawn and the grass is still dewy. We head through the bucolic Presidio toward a spot where lots of coyotes can be heard at night.
Check. Is that someone's dog or is that a coyote?
We hop out of the truck to find a den spot or some evidence of where a coyote's root may be.
See that? Looks like coyote fur.
Oh.
Yeah. That's another telltale sign when you find trails, especially because there's a lot of blackberry around here. So if you look for, it just pulls out chunks of their hair. So let's see. Good spot for a camera trap. So anything that's coming down is going to be going right through this area.
So now that our camera trap is set up, we wait for weeks. Young keeps setting up cameras, but all he gets are images of raccoons. Finally, he gets a shot of what looks like a pregnant coyote. He'll put up signs to let the public know and reroute hiking trails if they dip into that hot spot or any others he discovers. More coyotes are on their way. They've survived 5 breeding seasons in the city so far, and a new batch of pups promises to make a very vocal appearance this spring. In San Francisco, I'm Christina Loring for Cross Currents.